Chapter 13, Central Nervous System, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Coverings of the brain and spinal cord. There are two protective coverings of the CNS. The outer covering is bone, including cranial bones that encase the brain, and vertebrae that encase the spinal cord. The inner covering is the meninges. The meninges of the spinal cord continue inside the spinal cavity beyond the end of the spinal cord. The meninges involve three membranous layers. The dura mater is a strong, white, fibrous tissue that acts as the outer layer of the meninges and the inner periosteum of the cranial bones. The dura mater has three important extensions. The falx cerebri projects downward into the longitudinal fissure between the two cerebral hemispheres. The dural sinuses function as veins, collecting blood from brain tissues for return to the heart. The superior sagittal sinus is one of the several dural sinuses. The falx cerebelli separates the two hemispheres of the cerebellum. The tentorium cerebelli separates the cerebellum from the cerebrum. The arachnoid mater is a delicate cobweb-like layer between the dura mater and the pia mater. The pia mater is the innermost transparent layer, which adheres to the outer surface of the brain and spinal cord. It contains blood vessels. Beyond the spinal cord, it forms a slender filament called phylum terminale. At the level of sacrum, it blends with dura mater to form a fibrous cord that disappears into the periosteum of the coccyx. Several spaces exist between and around the meninges. The epidural space is located between the dura mater and inside the bony covering of the spinal cord. It contains a supporting cushion of fat and other connective tissues, which is virtually absent around the brain because the dura mater is continuous with periosteum of the bone. The subdural space is located between the dura mater and arachnoid mater. It contains lubricating serous fluid. The subarachnoid space is located between the arachnoid mater and pia mater. It contains a significant amount of cerebrospinal fluid. Cerebrospinal fluid. The cerebrospinal fluid provides a supportive, protective cushion. It is a reservoir of circulating fluid, which is monitored by the brain to detect changes in the internal environment. Cerebrospinal fluid is found within the subarachnoid space around the brain and spinal cord, and within the cavities and canals of the brain and spinal cord. Ventricles are fluid-filled spaces within the brain, of which there are four. First and second ventricles are lateral, with one located in each hemisphere of the cerebrum. The third ventricle is a thin vertical pocket of fluid below the medial to the lateral ventricles. The fourth ventricle is a tiny diamond-shaped space where the cerebellum attaches to the back of the brainstem. The formation of cerebrospinal fluid occurs by separation of fluid from blood in the choroid plexuses. Fluid from the lateral ventricles seeps through the interventricular foramen of Monroe into the third ventricle. From the third ventricle, fluid goes through the cerebral aqueduct into the fourth ventricle. From the fourth ventricle, fluid goes to two different areas. Some fluid flows directly into the central canal of the spinal cord, and some fluid leaves the fourth ventricle through openings in its roof and goes into the cisterna magna, a space that is continuous with the subarachnoid space. Fluid circulates in the subarachnoid space and then is absorbed into venous blood through the arachnoid villi. Spinal cord. The structure of the spinal cord lies within the spinal cavity and extends from the foramen magnum to the lower border of the first lumbar vertebra. The spinal cord is an oval-shaped cylinder that tapers slightly from above downward. It has two bulges, one in the cervical region and one in the lumbar region. The anterior median fissure and posterior median sulcus are two deep grooves. The anterior fissure is deeper and wider. Nerve roots are two bundles of nerve fibers. The fibers of the dorsal nerve root carry sensory information into the spinal canal. The dorsal root ganglion consists of cell bodies of unipolar sensory neurons that make up a small region of gray matter in the dorsal nerve root. The fibers of the ventral nerve root carry motor information out of the spinal cord. Cell bodies of multipolar motor neurons are in the gray matter of the spinal cord. Interneurons are located in the spinal cord's gray matter core. The spinal nerve is a single mixed nerve on each side of the spinal cord where the dorsal and ventral nerve roots join together. Cauda equina is a bundle of nerve roots extending, along with the phylum terminale, from the conus medullaris, the inferior end of the spinal cord. Columns of gray matter extend the length of the cord and consist predominantly of cell bodies of interneurons and motor neurons. In transverse section, it looks like an H, with the limbs being called the anterior, posterior, and lateral horns of gray matter. The crossbar of the H is the gray commissure. White matter surrounds the gray matter and is subdivided in each half on the cord into three funiculi, anterior, posterior, and lateral white columns. Each funiculus consists of a large bundle of axons divided into tracts. The names of the spinal tracts indicate the location of the tract, the structure in which the axons originate, and the structure in which they terminate. The spinal cord provides conduction routes to and from the brain. Ascending tracts conduct impulses up the cord to the brain. Descending tracts conduct impulses down the cord from the brain. Bundles of axons compose all tracts. The tracts are both structural and functional organizations of nerve fibers. Structurally, all axons of any one tract originate in the same structure and terminate in the same structure. All axons that compose one tract serve one general function. There are five important ascending sensory tracts. Lateral spinal thalamic tracts produce the sensations of crude touch, pain, and temperature. Anterior spinal thalamic tracts produce the sensations of crude touch and pressure. Fasciculi gracilis and cuneatus produce the sensations of discriminating touch and conscious kinesthesia. Spinocerebellar tracts produce the sensations of subconscious kinesthesia. Spinotectal tracts produce the sensations of touch related to visual reflexes. There are six important descending motor tracts. Lateral corticospinal tracts produce the sensations of voluntary movements on opposite sides of the body. Anterior corticospinal tracts produce the sensations of voluntary movements on the same side of the body. Reticulospinal tracts maintain posture during movement. Rubrospinal tracts transmit impulses that coordinate body movements and maintenance of posture. Tectospinal tracts produce the sensations of head and neck movements during visual reflexes. Vestibulospinal tracts coordinate posture and balance. The spinal cord is the reflex center for all spinal reflexes, and the spinal reflex centers are located in the gray matter of the cord. Brain. The three structures of the brain stem include the medulla oblongata, pons, and midbrain. The medulla oblongata is the lowest part of the brain stem. It is the part of the brain that attaches to the spinal cord, located just above the foramen magnum. It is a few centimeters in length and is separated from the pons above by a horizontal groove. The medulla oblongata is composed of white matter and a network of gray and white matter called the reticular formation network. The pyramids are two bulges of white matter located on the ventral side of the medulla, formed by fibers of the pyramidal tracts. The olive is an oval projection located lateral to the pyramids. The nuclei involves clusters of neuron cell bodies located in the reticular formation. The pons is located above the medulla and below the midbrain. It is composed of white matter and reticular formation. The midbrain is located above the pons and below the cerebrum. It forms the midsection of the brain. It is composed of white matter and reticular formation. Extending divergently through the midbrain are cerebral peduncles, which conduct impulses between the midbrain and cerebrum. It is also the site of the corpora quadrigemina, the landmark in the midbrain made up of two inferior colliculi and two superior colliculi. This forms the posterior, upper part of the midbrain that lies just above the cerebellum. The inferior colliculus contains auditory centers, while the superior colliculus contains visual centers. The clusters of cell bodies of neurons involved in muscular control are the red nucleus and substantia nigra. The brainstem performs sensory, motor, and reflex functions. Spinal thalamic tracts are important sensory tracts that pass through the brainstem. Fasciculi cuneatus and gracilis and spinal reticular tracts are sensory tracts whose axons terminate in the gray matter of the brainstem. Corticospinal and reticulospinal tracts are two of the major tracts present in the white matter of the brainstem. The nuclei and medulla contain reflex centers of primary importance for the cardiac, vasomotor, and respiratory centers. They involve non-vital reflexes such as vomiting, coughing, sneezing, and so on. The pons contains reflexes mediated by 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th cranial nerves and pneumotaxis centers that help regulate respiration. The midbrain contains centers for certain cranial nerve reflexes. The cerebellum is the second largest part of the brain, which contains more neurons than the rest of the nervous system. It is located just below the posterior portion of the cerebrum. The transverse fissure separates these two parts of the brain. Gray matter makes up the cortex, and white matter predominates in the interior. Arbor vitae is the internal white matter of the cerebellum, showing a distinctive pattern similar to the veins of a leaf. The cerebellum has numerous sulci and delicate parallel gyri called folia. It consists of the cerebellar hemispheres and the vermis. The internal white matter is composed of short and long tracts. The shorter tracts conduct impulses from neuron cell bodies located in the cerebellar cortex to neurons whose dendrites and cell bodies compose nuclei located in the interior of the cerebellum. The longer tracts conduct impulses to and from the cerebellum. Fibers enter or leave by way of three pairs of peduncles. Inferior cerebellar peduncles are composed chiefly of tracts into the cerebellum from the medulla and spinal cord. Middle cerebellar peduncles are composed almost entirely of tracts into the cerebellum from the pons. Superior cerebellar peduncles are composed principally of tracts from dentate nuclei in the cerebellum through the red nucleus of the midbrain to the thalamus. Dentate nuclei are an important part of cerebellar nuclei, one of which is located in each hemisphere. Nuclei are connected with the thalamus and with the motor areas of the cerebral cortex by tracts. By means of these tracts, cerebellar impulses influence the motor cortex, and the motor cortex influences the cerebellum. The cerebellum compares the motor commands of the cerebrum with the information coming from the proprioceptors in the muscles. Impulses travel from the cerebellum to both the cerebrum and muscles to coordinate movements to produce the intended action. The cerebellum acts with the cerebral cortex to produce skilled movements by coordinating the activities of groups of muscles. It also controls skeletal muscles to maintain balance and posture by operating at the subconscious level to smooth movements and make movements efficient and coordinated, and processes sensory information by complementing and assisting various functions of the cerebrum. The diencephalon is located between the cerebrum and the midbrain. It consists of several structures located around the third ventricle: thalamus, hypothalamus, optic chiasma, pineal gland, and several others. The thalamus is a dumbbell-shaped mass of gray matter, made up of many nuclei. Each lateral mass forms one lateral wall of the third ventricle. The intermediate mass extends through the third ventricle and joins the two lateral masses. The geniculate bodies are two of the most important groups of nuclei comprising the thalamus. They are located in posterior region of each lateral mass and play a role in processing auditory and visual input. They serve as a major relay station for sensory impulses on their way to the cerebral cortex. The thalamus plays two parts in the mechanism responsible for sensations. Impulses produce conscious recognition of the crude, less critical sensations of pain, temperature, and touch. Neurons relay all kinds of sensory impulses, except possibly olfactory, to the cerebrum. The thalamus plays a part in the mechanism responsible for emotions by associating sensory impulses with feelings of pleasantness and unpleasantness. It also plays a part in the arousal mechanism and a part in mechanisms that produce complex reflex movements. The hypothalamus consists of several structures that lie beneath the thalamus. It forms the floor of the third ventricle and lower part of lateral walls. The hypothalamus contains three prominent structures: supraoptic nuclei, which is gray matter located just above and on either side of the optic chiasma; paraventricular nuclei, located close to the wall of the third ventricle; and mammillary bodies, which are at the posterior part of hypothalamus and are involved with olfactory sense. The infundibulum is the stalk leading to the posterior lobe of the pituitary gland. The hypothalamus is a small but functionally important area of the brain that performs many functions of great importance for survival and enjoyment. It also links mind and body and the nervous system to the endocrine system. The hypothalamic functions include acting as a regulator and coordinator of autonomic activities. It is also a major relay station between the cerebral cortex and lower autonomic centers, which is a crucial part of the route by which emotions can express themselves in changed bodily functions. It synthesizes hormones secreted by the posterior pituitary and plays an essential role in maintaining water balance. Some neurons in the hypothalamus function as endocrine glands. The hypothalamus also plays crucial roles in the arousal mechanism, the mechanism regulating appetite, and as part of the mechanism maintaining normal body temperature. The pineal gland is located just above the corpora quadrigemina of the midbrain. It is involved in regulating the body's biological clock and produces melatonin as a timekeeper hormone. Melatonin is made from the neurotransmitter serotonin. Melatonin levels increase when sunlight is absent and decrease when sunlight is present, thus regulating the circadian or daily biological clock. Melatonin is also the sleep hormone. The cerebral cortex of the cerebrum is the largest and uppermost division of the brain and consists of right and left cerebral hemispheres, with each hemisphere divided into five lobes: frontal lobe, parietal lobe, temporal lobe, occipital lobe, and a fifth lobe called the insula, or island of Rial. The cerebral cortex is the outer surface made up of six layers of gray matter. Some gyri or convolutions are named: precentral gyrus, postcentral gyrus, cingulate gyrus, and hippocampal gyrus. Sulci are shallow grooves and fissures are deeper grooves which divide each cerebral hemisphere into lobes. There are four prominent cerebral fissures. The longitudinal fissure is the deepest fissure and divides the cerebrum into two hemispheres. The central sulcus, or fissure of Rolando, is a groove between the frontal and parietal lobes. And the lateral fissure, or fissure of Sylvius, is a groove between the temporal lobe below and the parietal lobes above. The island of Rial lies deep in lateral fissure. The parieto-occipital fissure is a groove that separates occipital lobe from the parietal lobes. The basal nuclei are islands of gray matter located deep inside the white matter of each hemisphere. They include the following: caudate nucleus, lentiform nucleus, which consists of putamen and pallidum, and amygdaloid nucleus. The basal nuclei regulate voluntary or conscious motor control related to posture, walking, and other repetitive movements. They may also have a possible role in thinking and learning. Cerebral tracts make up the cerebrum's white matter. There are three types: projection tracts, which are extensions of the sensory spinal thalamic tracts; motor corticospinal tracts, also called association tracts, which are the most numerous cerebral tracts and extend from one convolution to another in the same hemisphere; and the commissural tracts, which extend from one convolution to a corresponding convolution in the other hemisphere. They compose the corpus callosum and anterior and posterior commissures. The corpus striatum is composed of caudate nucleus, internal capsule, and lentiform nucleus. The cerebral cortex has certain functional areas which engage in predominantly one particular function. The postcentral gyrus is the main general somatic sensory area, which receives impulses from receptors activated by heat, cold, and touch stimuli. The precentral gyrus is the chief somatic motor area, where impulses from neurons descend over motor tracts and stimulate skeletal muscles. The transverse gyrus is the primary auditory area, and the occipital lobe is the primary visual area. Sensory functions of the cortex include the somatic sensations of touch, pressure, temperature, proprioception, and similar perceptions that require complex sensory organs. The cortex contains a somatic sensory map of the body. Information is sent to the primary sensory areas and relayed to the sensory association areas, as well as to other parts of the brain. The sensory information is compared and evaluated, and the cortex integrates separate bits of information into whole perceptions. For normal movements to occur, many parts of the nervous system must function. The precentral gyrus is the primary somatic motor area, which controls individual muscles. The secondary motor area is in the gyrus immediately anterior to the precentral gyrus, which activates groups of muscles simultaneously. Integrative functions of the cortex include consciousness and mental activities. Consciousness. Consciousness is the state of awareness of oneself, one's environment, and other humans. It depends on the excitation of cortical neurons by impulses conducted to them by the reticular activating system. Two current concepts about the reticular activating system is that it functions as the arousal system for the cerebral cortex, and its functioning is crucial for maintaining consciousness. Language. Language, the ability to speak and write words, and ability to understand spoken and written words, is rooted in speech centers, which are areas in the frontal, parietal, and temporal lobes. The left cerebral hemisphere contains speech centers in approximately 90% of the population. In the remaining 10%, language is contained in either the right hemisphere or both hemispheres. Aphasias are lesions in speech centers. Emotions. Subjective experiencing and objective expressing of emotions involve functioning of the limbic system. The limbic system is also known as the emotional brain. Most structures of limbic system lie on the medial surface of the cerebrum. They are the cingulate gyrus and hippocampus. They have primary connections with other parts of the brain, such as the thalamus, fornix, septal nuclei, amygdaloid nucleus, and hypothalamus. Memory. Memory is one of the brain's major activities. The cortex is capable of storing and retrieving both short and long-term memory. Temporal, parietal, and occipital lobes are among the areas responsible for short and long-term memory. Structural changes in the neural pathways of the cerebral cortex store long-term memories. The limbic system plays a key role in memory. Somatic sensory pathways in the central nervous system. For the cerebral cortex to perform its sensory functions, impulses must first be conducted to the sensory areas by sensory pathways. There are three main pools of sensory neurons. Primary sensory neurons conduct impulses from the periphery to the central nervous system. Secondary sensory neurons conduct impulses from the cord or brainstem to the thalamus. Dendrites and cell bodies are located in the gray matter of the cord and brainstem. Axons are located in ascending tracts up the cord and through the brainstem, terminating in the thalamus, where they synapse with dendrites or cell bodies of tertiary sensory neurons. Tertiary sensory neurons conduct impulses from thalamus to the postcentral gyrus of the parietal lobe. A bundle of axons of tertiary sensory neurons form the thalamocortical tracts. Tertiary sensory neurons extend through the internal capsule to the cerebral cortex. Sensory pathways to the cerebral cortex are crossed. Two sensory pathways conduct impulses that produce sensations of touch and pressure. The medial limniscal system consists of tracts that make up the fasciculi cuneatus and gracilis and the medial limniscus. Axons of secondary sensory neurons make up medial limniscus. The medial limniscal system transmits impulses that produce discriminating touch and pressure sensations and kinesthesia. The spinothalamic pathway transmits information related to crude touch and pressure sensations. Somatic motor pathways in the central nervous system. For the cerebral cortex to perform its motor functions, impulses are conducted from its motor areas to skeletal muscles by somatic motor pathways. They consist of motor neurons that conduct impulses from the central nervous system to skeletal muscles. Some motor pathways are extremely complex, and others are very simple. The principle of the final common path is the cardinal principle of somatic motor pathways. There is only one final common path. The motor neuron from the anterior gray horn of the spinal cord conducts impulses to skeletal muscles. Two methods are used to classify somatic motor pathways: pyramidal and extrapyramidal tracts. In pyramidal tracts, also known as corticospinal tracts, approximately 3/4 of the fibers decussate in the medulla and extend down the cord in the crossed corticospinal tract located on the opposite side of the spinal cord in the lateral white column. Approximately one quarter of the fibers do not decussate but extend down the same side of the spinal cord as the cerebral area from which they came. Extrapyramidal tracts are much more complex than pyramidal tracts. They consist of all motor tracts from the brain to the spinal cord's anterior hone motor neurons, except the corticospinal tracts. Within the brain, they consist of numerous relays of motor neurons between motor areas of the cortex, basal nuclei, thalamus, cerebellum, and brainstem. Within the spinal cord, some important tracts are the reticulospinal tracts. Conduction by extrapyramidal tracts plays a crucial part in producing large, automatic movements and in emotional expressions. The motor program is a set of coordinated commands that control the programmed motor activity mediated by extrapyramidal pathways. Cycle of life, central nervous system. The development and degeneration of the central nervous system is the most obvious functional change over the lifespan. The development of the brain and spinal cord begins in the womb. The lack of development in the newborn is evidenced by lack of complex integrative functions, such as language, complex memory, comprehension of spatial relationships, and complex motor skills. Complex functions develop by adulthood. In late adulthood, tissues degenerate. Profound degeneration leads to an inability to perform complex functions, while milder degeneration involves only the temporary memory lapse or difficulty with complex motor tasks. The big picture: the central nervous system and the whole body. The central nervous system is the ultimate regulator of the body and is essential to survival. The CNS is able to integrate bits of information from all over the body, make sense of it, and make decisions.